Oh, there he is, Christopher Cross. That means it is 9:40 on a Tuesday. Rick Tittle with you, Sports Byline USA, all around the world on the American Forces Radio Network as well. And this is time to talk to our friends at SailSportTalk.com. Joining me to co-host this segment is our friend Patty Mangan. How you doing, Patty?
I'm doing great, Rick. How are you?
Good. I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. Let's bring in our guest. We're quite happy to have him. Justin Nielsen, Monterey Peninsula Yacht Club, Vice Commodore and Spinnaker Cup Regatta Chair. And we're here to talk about California Offshore Race Week. Justin, welcome to the show. Nearly 50 entrants. What's going on right now?
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. So, half the boats are almost to Santa Barbara right now. So we started the second leg of the California Offshore Race Week yesterday, right around noon on Memorial Day. And we had six boats in the big boat class and six in the smaller boats class. And the first boats finished right around, 6 a.m. this morning in Santa Barbara. And we've got, the rest of the fleet coming in later in today. But great participation for the Spinnaker Cup. As you said, almost 50 boats coming out of San Francisco and taking, the 80, 90 mile ride down the California coast to Monterey Bay. It was really exciting to see the big boats in such a small little yacht club, but we had over 400 people, having hot chili and drinks at our small little club in Monterey.
So, Justin, I find this annual, race regatta going down the California coast, it has to be so challenging, because we, sailors talk about, going south is definitely easier. Mm-hmm. It really can be very quite rough, and it can be very, very hard on the racers, and they're racing right through the nights. So tell me a little bit about the Spinnaker Cup, the first leg, and the winners, and how they did it, maybe.
Yeah, it was really interesting this year, because it was a little odd year in the sense that in the morning we actually had a pretty good breeze in San Francisco at the start. So boats started around 10:30 in the morning, right off of the race deck in St. Francis Yacht Club. And the bigger boats got powered up. They were dealing with a flood tide in through the gate, so it took a little bit longer. But rounded around Mile Rock, right around 11:30 noon. And then taking that left turn down the coast. There were a little bit of lulls. Coming around Half Moon Bay, but just from the race trackers looking at it. A lot of the boats powered up right around Ana Nueva Rock and then into Monterey Bay, hitting speeds in the bigger boats over 20 knots. So it was good conditions for them. And first boat, Saga, finished around 7 o'clock. First overall was a J112E out of Richmond, Jubilant, skippered by Ross Werner.
So actually, I know Ross, he's with South Beach. Just to correct that.
Oh, South Beach. Sorry. South Beach. Yes.
So racing through the night, that sounds... Now, can you see the coast the whole time? How dark is it? How dangerous is it to race pitch black like that?
Yeah, it's very challenging. I mean, in years past, this race and some of the participants didn't finish until the early morning hours. This year was a little bit different. Most boats finished around, the smaller boats finished around 11 at midnight. So we did have some, 27 to 24 foot boats that finished around that time. But yes, I mean, you definitely see the coast, and actually, this year, we had a little patches of sun throughout the race, and into Monterey Bay. So we could see, the boats finishing off the pier, into the early evening hours. But yes, I mean, very challenging in the sense that, you're sailing downwind and jibing during the evening hours.
So the race itself is over a week, three different legs, Spinnaker Cup being the first leg. Now, not everyone continues on. In fact, looking at the roster, there's only what, nine boats that are going to do the entire series. And I'm thinking that each one of the legs has its own challenges, and actually certain boats are better suited to race under the conditions, under the course, than others. And that, you might see nearly 50 boats start, but right off the bat, you're going to lose a chunk of them as they go to Santa Barbara. And then from Santa Barbara, they'll have a little rest, and then they'll take off again. And it'll be a different set of boats going down to San Diego. And I'm wondering if that has anything to do with if the courses themselves are somewhat designed for a particular craft.
Yeah, I would say in some cases that is correct. And actually this year in the Spinnaker Cup, you saw some boats do very well because there were in some cases throughout the course, westerlies that you had, the reaching boats or the J boats did very well with the asymmetrical kites. In one class, you the J125 is first, second, third. But then you had some of the older boats like the Cal 40s, and their division did very well with the long waterline, and also the Express 37. So at least in the conditions in this race, those types of boats did very well. And we also this year was a little bit different than years past. We had two double-handed divisions. So just think about that going down the coast, double-handed in a moor 24.
Oh my gosh.
Is this also kind of a precursor to the PAC Cup, which is going to be San Francisco to Hawaii in July? Is a lot of these crews going to be in that as well?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the primary reasons we had a lot of participants. They were doing their qualifying as part of the Spinnaker Cup. So in some cases, they finished, they turned around and went back up to Santa Cruz to do their 150-mile qualifier.
Oh wow. Okay. I was wondering because I was looking at the tracker and I could see boats were going north and I'm like, what's going on? On the
Right. Yeah.
101. So, now have you raced in this at all, Justin?
I've done some offshore in Monterey Bay, but I haven't had an opportunity to do it yet. Although I just purchased a Santa Cruz 27 about a year ago, so I'm going to get it prepped for next year.
Oh, very good.
So, and after Santa Barbara, is there a couple more legs? Was it LA and San Diego then?
Yes. So the three legs. The Spinnaker Cup is the shortest of the three, down to Monterey, and then the Coastal Cup and the SoCal are evenly spaced out. There are, I believe, nine boats that are doing all three legs.
Yeah, I was looking at that, and we've got an entry from Seattle, from the Sloop Tavern Yacht Club, and then Santa Barbara. We got an entry from Santa Barbara. Actually, must have trucked it up to San Francisco and is doing the whole. And how many years has this race been happening? Do you know?
So the Spinnaker Cup, as a standalone race, has been since 1998, but as part of the California Offshore Race Week, it's been its ninth year.
All right. Since we're all sitting here landlubbers right now, Justin, what was your biggest moment of peril for you on the high seas?
We get some pretty challenging conditions in Monterey Bay when you're crossing the bay. As you probably know, we've got the Monterey Canyon, which, got, some very challenging conditions, basically offshore conditions in the middle of the bay. So, I've had a few knockdowns. I actually was on a crew of a moor 24 for a while before I purchased my boat. So yeah, we've seen a few of those, but never heavy enough. And we've had some very veteran crews and skippers. So I've always felt safe on the water, at least from my perspective. So.
And are you then, as a co-chair for the regatta, are you involved in what's happening throughout the race, or my
Yes, yeah. So the way it's organized is essentially, I mean, we're starting organization of this event probably 6 months ago. And I've been working with the co-chairs in San Francisco Yacht Club, as well as in San Diego and Santa Barbara. So we kind of organize it, and we kind of pass the baton, I guess you would say, after all three legs. So I went up to San Francisco and St. Francis Yacht Club for the start. The two race chair and director were there. And I also met up with colleagues from Encinal Yacht Club, their Commodore and Vice Commodore for the start. We took out a rib, and we were handing out race trackers actually to some of the boats that had late check-ins. And kind of followed them out the gate around Mile Rock and then headed back. And then I drove down the 101 to finish the boats in Monterey. And then yesterday I was out on the race boat for the start. So it's a busy weekend for our club.
Just got time for one more question. What do you think is, and for me, it would be just a regular rookie bonehead move, but what do you think is maybe one of the mistakes that happens in a regatta like this from an experienced captain? What are some of the things, and not just complacency, but maybe a bad move that you've seen?
Yeah, it's very interesting you say that. It's always challenging knowing when to dive after Ananuevo. So you're coming down the coast, you're doing really well, and you really have to look at the weather conditions on when to jive into Monterey Bay. So I think that's the big tactic decision in this race. We actually had sponsors Quantum Sails and Sailflow do a weather briefing ahead of the race, and they gave some tidbits of advice and on when to jive, but there's always a few boats that try to jive early and get stuck.
That's Justin Nielsen, Monterey Peninsula Yacht Club Vice Commodore and Spinnaker Cup Regatta Chair.